listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwood, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting, back by popular demand, Wayne Magyars, vice president and chief of staff, Loyola University Chicago.
Just turning up the headphones, I wanted to be able to hear your dulcet tones as well as I possibly could.
So. To pronounce your name.
Good morning.
Well.
Good morning.
How are you, Wayne?
Excellent. The White Sox season is over. Looks
no,
like.
No, 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 no. Time out.
The Bears will soon be over.
The Bears are over before they start.
They say
that the third preseason game is always the indicator.
Right.
Because you play the regulars the most. And the Bears, it could be a long season. Cubs or the White Sox are not dead yet.
What's happening to your Sox yet, though? They're not doing well.
Well, they're in a little bit
of
a
slump. Not the time of the year to start.
But it's nice in late August to still be in the hunt.
Right.
Where the Cubs are looking forward to 2011. How was your weekend?
Right, it was good. It was good.
Anything new for the weekend for you?
No, it was kind of quiet, but it was good.
Hot weather. In fact, you had a good comment off the air when you said, we have not had a 95-degree day all summer.
That's right.
It's been one of the warmest summers we've had in years. And yesterday tied with 94 going back to July 23rd, and they're talking warm weather today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday is September, so it's hard to believe.
Yeah, fall will be here.
And a week from
fall
today is Labor Day.
Right,
so
right.
We have a wonderful show lined up. The subject for the first half hour is the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council, better known as APC. And with us, all three guests in studio, Rita Kattner, who has been a guest before, the director of the Office for Councils, Marianne Rosso, vice chair for the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council, and Steve Kubitsky, the chair of the APC. To Rita and Marianne and Steve, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Rita, I know you've been on before, and for many of our listeners, many are familiar with the APC, again, the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council. Many would not have a clue. What is the APC, and how long has it been around?
Well, Archdiocesan Pastoral Council started really in the late 60s from Vatican II. So it's supposed to be a consultative body for the archbishop or the bishop of a diocese. And in Chicago, they began to work on it in the middle 80s, and it was inaugurated in 89.
So it's been around 21 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who serves on it?
Who's on it?
Yeah.
There are two delegates from each of the 31 deaneries, and there's some cardinal does appoint sometimes. He's up to six.
No, wait, Rita. In the Archdiocese of Chicago, we have 31 deaneries?
Deaneries, yes.
And so if you have two reps from each dean or deanery, that's 62 people.
Right.
Plus, who else would serve on it then?
There are three religious sisters, a religious priest. There is a priest from the diocese. I don't really show up.
There a little side comment.
And there are two deacons.
So does the gathering of the APC put the number about 70 when you gather?
If they all showed up, yes, it could be that.
How do you accomplish anything with 70 people?
They work very well together. They in between, they all work on, every member has to be on a committee. So a lot of their work is done in between at committees, and plus all the delegates also work in their deaneries.
Okay, now Steve, you've been chair, or for how long have you been chair of the APC?
I've been a chair for 1 year now. The term is 2 years, so I'm starting my second year as chair, and I was vice chair for 2 years.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about how the agenda for your work gets formulated. How often you meet, and how Rita mentioned the committees that are out there. Give us a sampling of maybe some of the committees and the type of work they do as well.
Well, the committees follow the commission structure that most parishes are familiar with. So you have human concerns and education and spiritual life and archdiocesan life. They are not exactly active in those areas. What they do is review the cardinal's issues with a focus on those particular areas. There are five APC meetings a year. One of them is an overnight that we're just coming up to very soon. In September, we're going to be a Friday evening and a Saturday at Mundelein. The structure is that we have an executive committee. The executive committee gets together approximately 3 weeks or so before the general meetings. We establish an agenda, and then the agenda will set the agenda for the general meeting.
Okay. And Marianne Rosso, you are the vice chair of the APC. Does that mean that you're going to eventually step into the chair role? Is that how the structure typically works?
It does in some cases. In my case, it will not, because at the end of my term, which is the same as Steve's next year, I will have completed 6 years on the council, and that's the limit of, excuse me, except if I were in my fifth year, I could then be elected to chair and serve a seventh year.
I see. So 6 years is the most anyone can be on the council.
Right.
Okay. Now, 31 deaneries throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. So, as Father Greg mentioned earlier, a large group, and also I would imagine a pretty wide range of topics and issues that you deal with in the course of a year. What happens? Give us a sense of what happens after one of your committees deals with an issue, and then it comes to the full council. Are you a recommending body to the cardinal? Are you a group that is in dialogue with him on certain issues? How does that relationship work?
Well, we're a consultative body for the cardinal, and what happens is at the beginning of the year, the cardinal will give us issues that he would like addressed for the coming year. Mm. And I like to use an example last year because it was very cohesive. The general theme was violence, and we had three issues. How can the church be a mediator to reduce violence in our homes and families, in our communities, and in general communication out in society? So those were the issues that each of the committees reviewed and brought up with recommendations from their deaneries through the committees to the APC.
Rita, have the issues by the cardinal been determined for this year, or will you find that out at that upcoming overnight retreat?
Well, we have the three issues for this one, and he gives it to everybody in at the overnight. And he gets those issues usually from May meeting, the last meeting of the year. People bring issues from their deanery, so he usually looks to see what's the major call. And this next coming year, he's really talking about how do we respond to some of these issues we've done. So, you know, this year they're like, give some real initiatives on how to bring people back to church, because we've been talking about that. And then what are we going to do to help families with their faith life? And what about the youth? What's some real experience of youth in church?
Now, what I find very interesting when you're talking about the APC, you were dealing with all 31 deaneries and, again, 62 people. You're dealing with a tremendous cultural diversity because you're covering every facet of the Archdiocese of Chicago. So I'm assuming you're going all the way up to the northern reaches of Lake County and the southern borders of Cook County, and all the different ethnic groups and backings, so that when you gather for a meeting, it is really a very diverse group that meets, right, Steve?
Well, that's the point. The cardinal, it's important that the cardinal gets input from all of the different interest groups within the archdiocese, and the APC hopefully will mirror the diverse interests of the diocese.
We're talking about the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council with Rita Kattner, who is the Director of the Office for Councils, Marianne Rosso, who is the Vice Chair of the APC, and Steve Kavitsky, who is the Chair. And you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It is 9:09 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
You are invited to join Cardinal Francis George and other interfaith guests on Tuesday, August 31st for the 2010 Interfaith Iftar Dinner. Iftar, an Arabic word meaning breaking of the fast, is done by Muslims every evening during Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting from sunrise to sunset. This year's program takes place from 6:30 to 9 p.m. on August 31st at the Islamic Community Center of Des Plaines, and includes the breaking of the day-long fast, observance of Muslim sunset prayer, dinner, and a program. There is no charge, but seating is limited. Your RSVP is required to the Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs at 312-534-5325. That number again is 312-534-5325. We hope to see you there.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. Time is coming up on 9:12 on this hot Monday morning in Chicago. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, to call in regarding the APC, the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council. And our guests, Rita Kattner, Marianne Rosso, and Steve Kubitsky. Rita, I think it's very important for our listeners to know the APC does not stand alone, but works and connects directly with parishes of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Explain that process.
In every parish, there's to be a parish pastoral council, and from it, they're to select two people to be on the deanery. So if a deanery has 11 parishes, there should technically be 22 people that attend deanery meetings. Out of those 22 people, they select two people to be delegates to the APC and serve a three-year and can be renewed for another three, so a total of 6 years. Mm-hmm. But it is a way for the parishes to really connect with the diocese. And the cardinal gives these issues so that these parish reps take it back to their councils so the people always know what the cardinal's looking for. You know, it's a connection, and they have an opportunity also to send issues so that the cardinal hears what they have to say.
So really a way to communicate from the local community, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And also somebody said, some read off the air, that the cardinal really enjoys working with the APC.
He does.
How so?
He likes to bring the issues to him. He wants to hear what they have to say. He's it's one of his real priorities. And our meetings are all set up around his schedule, because this is something he believes in. He comes to the executive meetings and he comes to the general meetings.
Marianne, in your years on the APC, I'm sure you've seen a lot of members come and go, and in the connection with the APC to the various parishes and deaneries. Give us a sense of kind of the spirit of life and willingness to step forward. The APC works, I would imagine, when really good, energetic, engaged, involved, prayerful people come forward to do this work, which is not always easy. You grapple with a lot of issues. Is the faithful in the Archdiocese of Chicago stepping up to the plate to the point where you can really say the APC has a over the last several years it's really been on a trajectory of continuing to attract really good, strong people who are involved, not only their parish, but they know what's going on throughout the Archdiocese?
I would say yes. Everybody, I would say most of the people, majority of the people, are very active, very involved. As was mentioned, there are four committees, and they meet usually four or five times a year. So they do their discussing there and then, you know, bring it back. And there is a lot of interaction between the cardinal and the people as they present their views or the views of their deanery.
Mm-hmm. It was mentioned earlier that the cardinal will give issues to be talked about on the APC level, which goes back to parishes. But the question I have, has the APC ever surprised the cardinal with issues that he has not thought about, and all of a sudden the APC has said to the cardinal, Your Eminence, we would like to discuss with you such and such? Has that ever happened in your time, Steve or Marianne or Rita?
It's mm-hmm. awful hard to surprise the cardinal. The cardinal is a remarkably experienced man.
But has that happened, Steve?
We've had a variety of things that have maybe been not anticipated to be on the front. And I'll give you maybe a humorous example. He was challenged at a meeting this year on Copernicus. Why hasn't the why did the church treat Copernicus the way he did? And Galileo, you know, Galileo and Copernicus, I thought were settled 400 years ago, but we're still talking about those issues.
Any others, Rita, that you can think of where the cardinal might have been a little bit surprised where the APC or an individual has really, I don't want to say confronted the cardinal, it'd be a wrong word, but just, you know, made him to think about a certain area.
Well, I remember last year when the issue of violence came up at the women's, he also has an Archdiocesan Women's Committee made up of three women from each of the six vicariates. And in the discussion, because he always leaves room for the people to talk about general issues, what are issues on your mind? And it came out a lot about violence, and a couple of the women witnessed to the domestic violence in their home. And the cardinal was like, wow, I really kind of thought we had that under, you know, it was more under control. And it was kind of that, along with the people, the discussion that came back from deaneries, that he took on violence last year, because there has been so much violence in our, you know, in the diocese.
To what is the relationship, or is there one, between the APC and, for example, some of the local parish councils? I would imagine that at least some of these issues that you deal with on a more macro level, archdiocesan wide, are grappled with at the parish council level. By pastors, by individual faith communities. Is there a connection between those councils and what they do and the APC, either formal or informal?
I personally think there is, because those two people that are coming to the deanery meetings, they're supposed to come from the parish pastoral council. So they're already involved in their parish. Now, once in a while, the person doesn't, but they still connect with the pastoral council in their parish. Mm-hmm. So there is that chance for them to bring issues, and they do. At the May meeting, there is usually a lot of issues that come up through the parish to the deanery to the cardinal.
You know, I find, and I think people need to know this, 60, 70 years ago, the APC did not exist, because we're now talking then pre-Vatican II. But what is so important with the Vatican II findings and the 1965 is that by our baptism for the laity, we are called to serve. Of course, we need priests and sisters and religious and the brothers. And extremely important. And we pray for vocations. But I think it's important to know that the laity, by our baptism, are called to serve and to work with the staffs of parishes, and it's not in a second-rate role, because if we take our baptism seriously, which all of you are, then it makes a profound difference. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Madges, and our guests are Rita Kattner, Marianne Rosso, Steve Kubitsky. We're talking about the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council. Time in Chicago is exactly 919. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director